today I'm going to go back in history to the President Kennedy murder. Then I'll move forward to more current problems and to suggestions for the Democratic Party and its platform. As far as President Kennedy, and remember now the CIA, President Kennedy was murdered on November 22, 1963. That's almost 57 years ago. After coups in Guatemala, Iran, the Philippines, and other places, the CIA did one in the United States of America, killing President Kennedy in Dallas. Now, there's no doubt about the fact that Oswald alone did not do this murder. He wasn't even involved. Shots came from more than one direction. Many eyewitnesses testified. There had to be a conspiracy to murder the president. The hospital doctors, the Parkland hospital doctors in Dallas, who tried to save the president, unanimously testified to an entry room in the throat and a baseball-sized exit wound in the back of the head. Parkland hospital doctors wanted to perform an autopsy, but the Secret Service forcefully took President Kennedy's body at gunpoint to Bethesda Naval Hospital. At Bethesda Naval Hospital, at Bethesda Naval Hospital, after secret operations, naval military doctors, released autopsies, three or four of them, they had mistakes every time, that said all the gunshot wounds came from the back. So in Dallas, the doctors said there was an entry wound in the throat and a big exit wound in the back of President Kennedy's head. But the autopsy done by the military doctors at Bethesda Naval Hospital said that all the shots came from the back. Now, the House Select Committee on Assassinations from 1976 to 1979 found there was a probable conspiracy in the murder of President Kennedy. Here's the House Select Committee. They find there's a conspiracy, probable conspiracy in the murder of President Kennedy, and they recommend that the Justice Department investigate further. So far, this has not happened. Please get the Justice Department, that'd be funny, Bill Barr, but to do this job, to investigate, this is the biggest cold case in history. CIA assassinations have ruined much of the world and our country. You know, there's some Americans that go around saying, well, we're for freedom and justice and for goodness in the world. No. With our military and our CIA, we have installed many, many dictatorships and helped strengthen many, many dictatorships. The CIA assassinations have ruined much of the world and our country. And the cover-up never stops. The Church Committee, in the 1970s, as I said before in an earlier podcast, they found the CIA bragged that they had over 1,000 assets in our media. That they, CIA employees were working in our media, over 1,000 of them in the 70s. Think what it must be now. If President Kennedy had lived, there would not have been a large Vietnam War. That is one of the reasons the CIA killed him. Read the National Security Action Memorandum 263 from October 11, 1963. He was taking our country towards peace in Vietnam and peace with Cuba and Russia. He was popular, and he would be reelected in 1964. We would probably have a better and much more peaceful world today. But the CIA killed President Kennedy. And look at the mess. We've gotten repeatedly worse and worse and worse over time. In fact, with Trump, it's unbelievable. But people will say that the murder of President Kennedy and his cover-up is not important. But these people are wrong. This was a major turning point in our country, confirming our commitment to become a warfare state. And these evils of this assassination continue and grow today. And militarism is along with it. Here are some of the reasons President Kennedy was killed. LBJ wanted to be president. He had always wanted to be president. Read Robert Carroll's early books. Even when he was a little boy, LBJ wanted to be president. And on the same day of the assassination, November 22, 1963, LBJ was charged with crimes in the U.S. Senate hearings. November 22, 1963, he is charged with major crimes. He had to act fast, which he had been planning since April, so that he would not end up in jail. There was a Cold War hysteria. Another reason that President Kennedy was killed, Cold War hysteria. President Kennedy was seen as some sort of a communist or a sympathizer. The CIA wanted a war in Vietnam. Oil companies wanted to keep their oil depletion allowance. There's a lot of reasons that President Kennedy was killed. Gangsters were mad because Robert Kennedy was going after them. Anti-Castro people wanted revenge for the Bay of Figs defeat. Alan Dulles did not want President Kennedy to destroy the CIA, as he said he would do. And he was ferocious that he had been fired as CIA director. Many of the highest levels of the U.S. government were involved in killing our president and covering it up. The vice president, LBJ, the CIA, the Pentagon, the Air Force, the Navy and Secret Service, the FBI, Congress, and the Warren Commission. This was a major operation that changed the country into a war machine. This change has mainly been ignored by the Democrats, Republicans, and all the mainstream media. Our war machine needs to be converted to a government that serves the people and builds our infrastructure. Please watch John Barber's fabulous film on the murder of President Kennedy and its cover-up. It's on Amazon, which I got to review recently. That's a film by John Barber on the murder of President Kennedy. If you want to see a good film about this, watch John Barber's film on Amazon. Please visit my website, which I need to update. Investigate-JFKMurder.org and sign my petition, which is linked to from the website investigate-JFK-murder.org. There's a petition there signed. We've got over 300 signatures. We've got to get more. No wonder American people have lost faith in their government, their politicians, and their media. They're routinely lied to, even about the murder of their president, President Kennedy. We should face our history instead of lying about it. People who see evil and do not stop it are accomplices. Please honestly address what the CIA, Howard Hunt, called the big event. This is the crime of the century, in the cold case of the century. Honestly facing it will help restore America and bring it back from the warfare state President Kennedy tried to stop. Now that's President Kennedy. Let's move forward to Bernie Sanders. I think Bernie Sanders is greatly needed at this time. For 45 years, this country has gone to the right, with Reagan destroying our unions. For the last 45 years, this country has more and more wars. It's moved consistently to the right. And it's going to take quite a struggle to get us back to be like normal countries. You know, they claim that Bernie Sanders is too far to the left. That's ridiculous. He is aiming his programs directly at what people want. People want education. They want health care. They want clean air. They want clean water. They want their infrastructure to be updated. It's really very bad shape. They want food stamps, especially for children who need food to go to work, to school. And we want peace. We don't want these endless wars. And we want to stop spending over half our budget, our federal budget, on our military. We have over 800 military bases. We spend more than the next 10 countries combined on our military. And what does it get us? Hatred of the war world and $32 trillion deficit. So Bernie's not to the left. He's aimed exactly at what people want. And another thing, his principles come almost directly from FDR. These aren't radical principles. These are part of the American history. The Four Freedoms speech of FDR, you can take that and you're listening to Bernie Sanders. He's not too far to the left. He's right in the middle of America, which we need. Okay, now the next thing I want to bring this, that was so JFK and Bernie Sanders. And the last thing I want to bring up to you, and I'm glad you're listening, is I know I got the latest, the February and the March issue of Progressive Magazine, and it's got an outline in there for what the Democrats should do in their platform, what they should say. And right off the bat, I was really impressed. There's an article here, Demilitarize the Foreign Policy. This is the first thing that the Progressive Magazine tackles. Demilitarize the foreign policy. This is the first thing that Democrats have to do. And this article is written by Madea Benjamin, the great Madea Benjamin. And here's a few of the things that she wants us to do. Cut the Pentagon budget. And each one thing I'm reading to you, she details it in very knowledgeable clarity. You should read this February, March Progressive Magazine, especially this article by Madea Benjamin. We should end the unneeded war weapons programs. There's like the F-35 and other programs that are really not very effective. We should cut out endless wars, which even like Iraq has even voted us to get the hell out of here. And then another one she says, and this one you should read the explanation, abolish NATO. And it's a good, I'll let you read that. And alliances that strengthen regressive regimes. So far, lately, our military policy, goddamn, we side with Israel because Israel Well, they got Jew voters in the United States. But they also oppressed the Palestinians horribly. We shouldn't help that. We spend about $7 or $8 billion a year in Israel, mostly for military. And it's oppressive to the Palestinians. That's not right. We should end alliances that's with countries that are dictatorships and that strengthen repressive regimes, like Saudi Arabia and Israel. And we should naturally go back to having a relationship with Iran, so the nuclear weapons would not be an issue. And stop the constant search for enemies. Invest in democracy and support, you know, diplomacy and support citizen action. And there's more to it from Medea Benjamin, but I'm running out. End the war on terror. Get serious about disarmament. We need the money. And use diplomacy to prevent new wars. So anyhow, that's an overview of this article by Medea Benjamin in Progressive Magazine of February and March. I highly recommend it. So there's a little bit of information here today on the murder of President Kennedy and its cover-up, the need for Bernie Sanders and somebody that will fight for us to bring our country back to the middle of the road, to a normal functioning democracy that serves its people instead of a warfare state. And by the way, too, another thing is income inequality. This is something we have to work on so we don't end up having a revolution. As President Kennedy used to say, if you stop peaceful means for reform, you're asking for a revolution. And so we should go through what the Democrat Party should, well, the Democrat Party's, the centrists are a bunch of jerks, but we need to go through, hopefully we can go through the article here by in the Progressive Magazine, and the Democrats can be more progressive and in line with what the people want and not what the corporate donors want. So anyhow, and by the way, if we end our warfare state and start to go back to normal country, this is what President Kennedy wanted. He wanted us to have peace with Russia, with Cuba, and with China. And he wanted us to get rid of the CIA, shatter it to a million pieces. Well, our whole military-industrial complex needs to be vastly downsized. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and peace be with us, and vote for Bernie.